Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're studying the book of Revelation. In this session, we'll be looking at Revelation chapter 5, verses 11 to 14. Worship of the Eternal Redeemer. Let's take a look at those verses. Revelation chapter 5, beginning with verse 11. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive honor, to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." And then the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives forever and ever. Listen. Millions of angels gathered around the throne. They were at the birth of Jesus Christ, at his temptation in the wilderness, in the garden, at the resurrection, and at his ascension. Angels were part of Jesus' life and ministry from the moment that he arrived till the moment that he left in the ascension. 1 Timothy chapter 3. And verse 16, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory." Angels are interested in the plan of the ages, as referenced also by Peter. And the writer of the letter to the Hebrews. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 12. And Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14. 1 Peter 1:12. "To them it was revealed that, not to themselves, but to us, they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into." Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? What a scene there in chapter 5. Let's go back and look at chapter 5 again. I told you chapter 5 is so important. Let's look at it again. "And I saw..." In verse 1 of chapter 5, "And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the scroll and loose its seals?' And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. So I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, 'Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and loose its seven seals.' And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, 'You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and you have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. And then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." And then the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives forever and ever. The Lamb of God slain in the center, the living ones and the redeemed ones around him, and an innumerable outer circle of angels. Notice that the angels are saying, verse 12, not singing, verse 9. The angels, they don't know the joy of salvation personally. They're special creatures, and Jesus did not die for them. Only the redeemed can sing of salvation. Now, notice how the praise begins and how it builds. First, the host of angels, then all of creation. Amen? Verse 14 concludes it all. Jesus Christ is worthy. He satisfied every demand of his heavenly Father. He said, "Not my will, but thine be done." And then he said, from that cross, "It is finished." You see, paradise was lost in Genesis, but it was regained in Revelation. Yet, there's something else significant that's revealed here. An important witness to the revelation by John. He said, "I looked and saw." 47 times in this book. "I heard" 27 times. Testimony of a witness to an event. What did you see? What did you hear? That's what wants to be received. About this event, what did you see? What did you hear? Revelation 22 and verse 8. "Now I, John, saw and heard these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things." The visions were actually seen. The sounds were actually heard personally by the Apostle John. The book of Revelation is not history, not fiction, but revealed fact, verbally inspired and physically written. You have a great day.